Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
We're coming to the end of November, and for us as Americans, of course, we're looking forward to Thanksgiving. But we could talk about other kinds of food. I get kind of sick of talking about turkey and stuffing and pumpkin pie. I want to talk about something local here in Taiwan. Well, they have this in Taiwan, but it's more famous in Malaysia and Singapore. Maybe you've heard about it. It's called Bok Guk Teh, soup for the soul.
Yeah, now I don't think I've had this yet, and I've lived here a long time. Although when I start looking at the ingredients and kind of the flavors, I think I might have had it already, but I just didn't know what I was eating. We also have a colleague here that was saying they have a lot of instant noodles that are in this type of flavor. So I'm going to just take a closer look when I go to the grocery store next time.
Yeah, it's, I guess, rou gu cha, or meat bone tea, even though it's not really tea.
Yeah.
But it's a certain kind of dish that is famous in Malaysia and Singapore. And, of course, it has come here to Taiwan as well. And I'm sure most of you are already familiar with this. But, hey, Sarah and Tim are going to Malaysia, and they're going to check out this favorite food in Malaysia and Singapore. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's listen to our lesson now one time.
It's Sarah and Tim's first time in Malaysia. They walk around a crowded food center and notice that most of the locals are starting their day with a steaming bowl of pork rib soup called Bok Guk Teh. A local favorite in Malaysia and Singapore, Bok Guk Teh translated directly from Hokkien means meat bone tea. Despite its name, not a drop of tea is used to make this soup. Rather, pork ribs are slowly simmered in a broth made from a fragrant mixture of herbs and spices. This dish is often accompanied by a bowl of fluffy rice, a plate of Chinese crullers, and a cup of tea. The origins of Bok Guk Teh are hotly disputed, with both Malaysia and Singapore claiming credit for the dish's creation. Rumor has it that the teh in Bok Guk Teh comes from Li Bun Teh, an immigrant from Fujian who popularized the dish in Malaysia. Meanwhile, Singapore claims the savory soup was invented there first after World War II. Whatever its origin, this dish is equally heavenly in both countries. There are three traditional variations of Bok Guk Teh. Hokkien-style Bok Guk Teh, most commonly found in Malaysia, is prepared using a variety of Chinese spices and soy sauce, creating a thick, dark herbal soup. In Singapore, the most popular style of Bok Guk Teh is the Teochew variant, which has a clear broth that is heavily spiced with pepper. The third version, Cantonese Bok Guk Teh, uses more medicinal herbs and is less salty compared to Hokkien Bok Guk Teh. Nowadays, you can even find seafood, chicken, vegetarian, and beef versions of this dish. No trip to Malaysia or Singapore would be complete without trying some variation of Bok Guk Teh.
Okay, let's get to it. While we're still hungry, we're going to talk about some food here, specifically Bok Guk Teh, soup for the soul. Okay, so I think most of you know the terminology here. Forgive my awful Taiwanese here, but I believe this is from the Hokkien dialect of Chinese Bok Guk Teh. Which I guess, again, means meat, bone, tea. Now, in today's lesson, we've got Sarah and Tim. It's Sarah and Tim's first time in Malaysia. So they are traveling to Malaysia, and they walk around a crowded food center and notice that most of the locals are starting their day with a steaming bowl of pork rib soup called Bakute. Okay, so this is Sarah and Tim going to Malaysia. They're traveling. They're having fun here. And when you go to Malaysia, you're probably going to be in Kuala Lumpur or some other city. And they're bound to have some kind of food center, which probably is sort of like a night market maybe that has lots of places where you can eat. And they're walking around and they notice that people have these bowls of this kind of soup in front of them. Hey, Sarah, what are they eating there? Well, I think they're having some kind of steaming bowl of pork rib soup. So, yes, they see a bowl and there's steam coming out of the bowl. And pork, of course, is the meat from a pig. Rib, of course, is the bones around the chest. And it's a soup. So we've got lots of water there. And again, this delicacy in Malaysia is called bakute. Or again, I guess pork bone or pork rib tea.
Now, it's a local favorite in Malaysia and Singapore. And it's translated directly from Hokkien, meaning meat bone tea. And like Tom said, there's really not tea in it. That's just where we got the name from. I think we could say a local favorite in Taiwan would be beef noodle soup or pai gu fan, which is pork chop, right. Chinese style or Taiwanese style, which I love. But it's a local favorite in these countries. And like I said, it was translated directly from Hokkien. If you speak Hokkien, you probably can kind of understand our pronunciation. I'm not saying my pronunciation's good, though. I tried my best. I wanted to mention Soup for the Soul, which is the title of the article, is actually taken from a series of very popular books in the United States. Soup for the Soul, there are many editions, and it was a compilation or just a lot of short stories that were combined together that you could read and make you feel good about life. Just make you feel good about being a human being. So Soup for the Soul usually means something that makes you feel good inside. You feel hopeful, feel a lot of love.
Okay, so they must have this saying for the soup. It's something good for your soul.
Yeah.
It does sound like it would be quite tasty during the winter, which is coming up here. The hot summer is long behind us, and we might want to be eating something nice and hot to keep the bones nice and warm. So, yes, indeed, it does say here that despite its name, or even though it does have tea in its name, there's not one drop of tea used to make this soup. Rather, pork ribs are slowly simmered in a broth made from a fragrant mixture of herbs and spices. So, okay, this is some cooking terminology. Instead of having tea, we've got pork ribs. So they have killed the pig and they've cut the pig up and they've removed the ribs from the chest of the pig. And now you're cooking them in this soup. They're slowly simmered in this broth. Okay, to simmer something, I'm not much of a cook.
I can tell you.
Okay, well, basically the definition here says is you kind of put it in water, but the water is just below the boiling point, something like that?
Yeah, you don't want to actually boil it. You might turn the heat up, and once it starts to boil, turn it down on low. To simmer something means you cook it for a long period of time. A lot of times when we make any type of soup or what's the other thing that we make? Stew. We make a lot of stew that has pieces of meat, potatoes, carrots. They do something similar here in Taiwan. You cook that dish for a long time, but it's not cooked on high or even medium. It's on low, and it's simmering for a long time. And it's cooking in a broth. Broth is a liquid that's flavored with, usually with some sort of meat or bone that's inside, cooking at the same time. Those bones give it a lot of flavor. And if you have pieces of meat, there's even more flavor in the broth. We cook soup with a lot of broth. And it's also got a fragrant mixture of herbs and spices. If you want to give something flavor, you use herbs and spices, which come from different types of plants. Usually leaves of plants or seeds of plants turn into herbs and spices. Actually, we talked about an herb this month, shangcai, which is cilantro. Or coriander,
Yeah, maybe they put some of that in there, but you've got a mixture of different herbs and different spices. And this dish is often accompanied by a bowl of fluffy rice.
Yum.
That sounds good. Also a plate of Chinese crullers and a cup of tea. Now, this is weird. Chinese crullers, I had to look that up. I had no idea what that was talking about.
Well, I know what it is for American donuts, and so I kind of put it into Chinese, and then I knew what it was.
Okay, well, yeah, donut, if it's a cruller, isn't it kind of like twisted or something?
It is, but it's also deep-fried and very crispy, and that's what the Chinese version to me is, very crispy, the youtiao.
Yeah, I came to Taiwan, and I just learned youtiao, and, you know, I use that in English as well. Let's go have a youtiao.
Uh-huh.
You know, let's go have a shaobing youtiao or something like that. So, yeah, Chinese crullers, youtiao, same thing. Mm. And also, they have a cup of tea. This cup of tea, of course, is separate from the soup because, remember, the soup does not have one drop of tea in it. The tea is separate. So all these different types of food served together sounds pretty tasty, especially for breakfast there.
Mm.
And the origins of Bak Kut Teh are hotly disputed, with both Malaysia and Singapore claiming credit for the dish's creation. So, yes, if you talk about where Bak Kut Teh came from, well, nobody really knows the origin of this particular soup, the origin or the place where something came from, how it came to exist. Who actually made the first bowl of Bak Kut Teh? Who did that, okay? So they're hotly disputed. If you're from Malaysia, you're going to say, it came from us.
Yeah.
And if you're from Singapore, you're going to go, no, it came from us. You guys are idiots. You couldn't possibly make something that good. So, yes, it's disputed, which means they're arguing about this and they haven't really decided. Like there are some disputed islands north of Japan there. Russia controls them, but Japan claims them, so they are disputed islands. People are still kind of arguing about who owns them.
And so two countries want to claim credit for the dish's creation. That's what's happening. If you claim something, you say that something's true, although you may not have any proof. And we often use claim credit together. If you want credit for something, it means you want someone to say, yeah, you did that. So if you claim credit, you say, I'm responsible for something. I get the credit. I want people to acknowledge this. So they both were claiming credit for the dish's creation, saying, oh, that dish originated in Malaysia. Or, no, that dish originated in Singapore. So what do we know about this?
We'll find out in a few seconds, okay. But right now we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher. Please pay special attention and don't think about this soup too much.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要介绍的是肉骨茶这道美食。我们来看一下第一个空格的句子，它写着 A local favorite in Malaysia and Singapore,Bak Kut Teh, blank one, directly from Hokkien, means meat bone tea. 我们都知道呢，肉骨茶它是呢在马来西亚跟新加坡当地人的最爱。那这个字词呢是从闽南语怎么样 directly? 我们看一下第一题的 A 选项 endured, 忍受 B, bargained,讨价还价 C. Neglected 疏忽 D. Translated 翻译其实呢肉骨茶就是从福建话直接翻译过来的所以第一题的标准答案我们就选择 D. Translated 第二个空格后面写着 Its name Not a drop of tea is used to make this soup尽管它的名字里面好像有肉骨茶但事实上制作这道汤的时候呢完全没有用上一滴茶我们来看一下第二题 A 选项 though 尽管虽然但是它是用来当作连接词连接两个完整的句子 B because of 因为 C despite 尽管虽然后面可以加名词 D since 因为按照文法跟文意，尽管它叫做肉骨茶，但是却没有用上一滴茶，所以第二题的标准答案就选择 C, despite. 后面的句子继续写着 Rather, pork ribs are slowly simmered in a broth made from the fragrant blank three of herbs and spices. 肉骨茶是怎么制作的呢？则是把排骨放入高汤，用慢火呢慢慢的微煮。这个汤呢，则是以散发香气的药草跟香料怎么样而制成的。第三题前面提到的是 a fragrant 什么东西？第三题 A injury 受伤 ，B mixture 混合物 ，C merchant 商人 ，D benefit 好处。那这个混合物是由药草跟香料混合而成，才会有这么香的味道。所以搭配文意，第三题的标准答案就选择 B mixture。后面的句子继续提到。This dish is often blank for by a ball of fluffy rice, a plate of Chinese crullers, and a cup of tea. 这道汤品呢，通常怎么样？有一碗蓬松的白饭，一盘油条，以及一杯茶。第四题 ,A 选项 accompany, 伴随着，陪伴着。B, overthrown, 被推翻。C, industrialized,工业化 ,D, manufactured, 被制造。这个菜肴呢常常会搭配白饭、油条跟一杯茶，所以这里是伴随、陪伴的意思。所以第四题搭配文意，标准答案就选择 A, accompanied.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
The time has come for us to resume our lesson, so let's get to it, everybody. We're talking about the origins of bok kuk tae. Where the heck did this soup come from, even though it's called tea? And, of course, Malaysia says, no, we did it. And Singapore says, no, we did it. So we're talking about possible explanations for where this soup came from. Rumor has it, or according to rumor, the tae in bok kuk tae comes from Lee Boon Tae.An immigrant from Fujian who popularized the dish in Malaysia. So that's one particular story. That's a rumor, though. It's a story that's going around that cannot be proved. Okay, nobody really knows for sure. It's a rumor. Mm. You might hear rumors in your office or rumors in school. Hey, I heard that Xiao Li and Xiao Mei are going steady. You know, that's the rumor. Well, we don't really know if it's true, but, you know, we'll have to keep an eye on them to find out if the rumor is true. So here's a rumor here. Yeah, this guy from Fujian, he decided to go to Malaysia. His name was Lee Boon Tae, and he popularized this dish. So maybe it came from Fujian, and then he took it to Malaysia and started cooking it, and he made it popular. That's what to popularize means. He made it popular there. Of course, this is a rumor. Nobody really knows if this is true.
It says it's a rumor. I wanted to mention a lot of rumors get started through gossip. When people stand around and talk about things that, you know, are usually have to do with other people. Did you hear he's going out with Susan? Or did you hear she was promoted? I can't believe it. That's gossip. And sometimes gossip that you hear isn't necessarily true. Sometimes they're just rumors that people start.And they get passed along, and so sometimes people start believing that the rumors are fact. We really don't know. So that's the story in Malaysia that Lee Boon Tae, he was an immigrant from Fujian, and he went to Malaysia and started making that dish, and people thought it was great, and it became popular. Meanwhile, at the same time, Singapore claims the savory soup was invented there first.After World War II, which would be about, you know, 1949, around there. Now, a savory dish is a dish that isn't sweet. It's just salty, and it's something you would eat more for your main dish. We'll also say sweet. Sweet versus savory. There's a difference between them. I prefer savory dishes. Some people really prefer sweet dishes, which is kind of like dessert for me.
And Singapore makes this claim. They say that the soup came from Singapore and it was invented there. after Japan went back to Japan, after the bombs were dropped and the war ended. So they think that they're the ones who invented the soup. So again, there's a dispute between Malaysia and Singapore as to the origin of this particular dish. And so whatever its origin, this dish is equally heavenly in both countries. So if you don't really care where it came from, just go to Singapore, just go to Malaysia and try it. They probably have different versions in different places, but this much is true. It is equally heavenly in both countries. Heavenly just means it's like you're in heaven.
Yeah.
It's really, really great. You'll never be able to experience anything as good as that once you have this soup.
It's heavenly. If a dish is really light, especially fluffy, I'll often say, oh, it's heavenly. Now, there are three traditional variations or varieties, different types of the bak kut teh. We've got the Hokkien style of bak kut teh. It's most commonly found in Malaysia, so that's usually where you can find it. What's different about this variety or variation? Well, it's prepared using a variety of Chinese spices and soy sauce. Yum. Mm. I love soy sauce. I probably eat too much soy sauce, I'll be honest.
Very salty, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you have a variety of something, it means you have different types of kind of the same thing. I like a variety of different types of candy, or I like a variety of Chinese noodles with different spices. Here we've got this particular dish, the bak kut teh, there in Malaysia, is made with Chinese spices. So, like anise is a Chinese spice that you find a lot. And soy sauce, of course, is very Chinese, very Asian. And they create this particular soup with a thick, dark color with lots of herbs inside.
Sounds tasty. And in Singapore, the most popular style of bak kut teh is the Teochew variant, which has a clear broth that is heavily spiced with pepper. So this is a variant of the Teochew.
We're not sure how to say it. Teochew.
That's a certain group of people from Guangdong province or Fujian or something like that. And they speak their own language there in Singapore and Malaysia. So they've got their own recipe for this particular dish. This particular variant has a clear broth. Okay, so it's clear. It's not brown or another color. And it's heavily spiced with pepper. So that's bound to taste different.
Mm.
And the third version, Cantonese bak kut teh, uses more medicinal herbs and is less salty compared to Hokkien bak kut teh. So again, this is the Cantonese version. And then, of course, if you've got the characters ro, gu, cha, and you're using Cantonese to pronounce these words, it'll probably sound totally different.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't speak enough Cantonese to know how you would say that in Guangdong Hua. But in any case, they use more medicinal herbs. So maybe you have this kind of bak kut teh if you want to feel warmer in the winter, or maybe you feel sick, you don't want to get a cold or something like that. So it's got more kind of maybe Chinese herbs in there, medicinal herbs, things that have some kind of medical health benefits or something like that. And so it's less salty. They don't put so much salt in there, at least compared to the one from Hokkien. So I guess we could say that the Hokkien one is more salty, and then the Cantonese one is less salty.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see the differences. Now, it says here, nowadays, you can even find seafood, chicken, vegetarian, and beef versions of this dish. Remember, originally it was made with pork ribs. So now you can find this particular soup with lots of different types of fish or meat. Or if you're someone who doesn't eat either fish nor meat, you might want to try the vegetarian. Tom is a vegetarian. You try to eat more or less vegetarian if you can. Sometimes I have to be honest, it's hard to find vegetarian food depending on what neighborhood you're in or how much time you have to go looking. But vegetarians don't eat meat or fish. And you can even find a beef version of this particular soup if you like it.
Well, maybe you can find a mutton version as well, made from sheep meat or goat meat or something like
Yuck.
That. Who knows? Yeah, I'm kind of having difficulty imagining a vegetarian variety. It sounds like the main ingredient includes pork ribs. How can you make that vegetarian?
I don't know.
No trip to Malaysia or Singapore would be complete without trying some variation of bak kut teh. Okay, so I hope I said that right. It's very difficult to pronounce the Hokkien dialect correctly because every time I try to speak Taiwanese, I always get corrected.
Yeah.
Everybody corrects me every time I say something, so I have refused to learn Taiwanese anymore. I'm sick of being corrected all the time. That brings us to the end of our lesson for today. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
第三段提到肉骨茶的起源，我们从第五个空格的句子开始看。Rumor has it that the teh in Bak Kut Teh comes from Li Bun Teh, and blank five from Fujian, who popularized the dish in Malaysia. 其实谣传啊，说肉骨茶的这个 teh 其实是来自于这个人的名字，他叫做李文帝。不过闽南语呢，茶跟地的声音呢非常的相似，都叫做 teh。所以呢，那他是一个怎么样子的人？后面补充说明，他是来自于福建的怎么样的呢？第五题 A scholarship 奖学金 ，B expression 表达的用法用词 ，C immigrant 移民 ，D advantage 优势。他是一位来自福建的移民，也因为他才让马来西亚的这样子的菜肴受欢迎了起来。所以搭配文意，第五题要选择 C immigrant。第六个空格 blank。Its origin, this dish is equally heavenly in both countries. 然后在这里呢，有很多对于起源的不一样的解释。然后怎么样？它其实在这两个国家，像是新加坡或马来西亚，都是同样的好吃极了。所以搭配文意应该是说，不论它的起源为何。所以第六题，我们可以选择 D 选项 whatever， 而 A whoever。不论是谁 ，B wherever， 不论在何处 ，C whenever， 不论何时，都不符合文意。所以不论它的起源为何，我们就可以说 whatever its origin。第六题的标准答案就选择 D 选项。第七个空格的句子也是这篇文章的最后一句，提到 No trip to Malaysia or Singapore would be complete blank seven trying some variation of Bak Kut Teh。所以如果你去到马来西亚跟新加坡，如果没有尝试肉骨茶的话，那就不算去到这两个国家。搭配文意，第七题 A 选项 throughout 遍及或者是经过 ，B without 而没有 ，C beyond 超越 ，D beneath 在什么的下方。所以如果你没有去尝试肉骨茶，你就不算到过这两个国家。第七题搭配文意，标准答案就选择 B without。OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it, guys. That's our food unit. If you haven't had a chance to try some of the different variations, maybe this is the time. I would like to try all three, although I think I would prefer the one with soy sauce.
It does sound very tasty.
Yeah.
So, yes, that brings us to the end of our program. Chow down. Enjoy the stuff if you can find it here in Taiwan. Better yet, hey, book a ticket to Singapore or Malaysia and try it there. Okay, from all of us here at English Digest, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us. My name is Tom.
I'm Stephanie. See ya.
Bye.